Hi, this is Steve from Thunder Basin Ford, and here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
We start with an update on the tragic story in Gillette regarding the abuse of a three-month-old baby boy. I'm Chris Sprinter with your news. If you'll recall, a few days ago, 28-year-old Tyler Martinson was charged with 31 counts of alleged felony child abuse. Those charges, if convicted, would put Martinson away for life. That three-month-old baby was flown for treatment to a children's hospital in Aurora, Colorado. The infant had broken ribs and a broken femur that was at a 45-degree angle. According to the Gillette News record, at the Children's Hospital, the baby also has extra fluid around its brain and an elevated enzyme level around his liver. Now, that would be due to severe trauma. The suspect, Tyler Martinson, considered to be a flight risk, has his bond set at $100,000. We will keep you up to date on that poor baby's condition in the coming days and weeks. Wyoming Representative Liz Cheney blaming President Donald Trump for the protesters and rioters storming the Capitol building 2 days ago. This happened in Washington, D.C. Cheney says this behavior is unacceptable.
There's no question that the president formed the mob, the president incited the mob, the president addressed the mob, he lit the flame. This is what America is not. There's just been, it's absolutely intolerable and unacceptable. And what happened today can never happen again in the United States. And the president needs to take responsibility for it.
On that day, Trump tweeted for the protesters to stay peaceful. Since the incident, Trump has ensured there will be a peaceful transfer of power in 12 days when Joe Biden is inaugurated. Wyoming continues to roll out its first wave of coronavirus vaccines. Epidemiologist Dr. Alexia Harris says we are still in phase one of the distribution. For hospital staffers, the shots are voluntary and free. The good news is hospitalizations around the state are down. At last check, locally at Campbell County Memorial Hospital, there are 12 COVID patients, one in the ICU. Around the state, 25 ICU beds are filled with COVID-19 patients. That is your Basin Radio Network news update. To hear the report again, go to basinsradio.com.